have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
First, I need the national championship.
Welcome on in, everyone, to the boardroom. Maddie here, alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam. If that music sounds familiar, that's good, because, ladies and gentlemen, we are officially a one seed in the NCAA tournament.
Last week, I wanted to present scenarios where we weren't a one seed, and those scenarios were contingent on Iowa beating us in the semifinal. Guess what? We beat Iowa. So we are officially, I will say, a one seed.
Yes, we did. We're here for a quick little podcast because, you know, this will be completely obsolete in about how many hours from now when, 18 hours from now when the Big Ten Natty starts. So just a couple quick reactions because it was such a fun game today and beating Iowa again this year.
And are we, amongst different one seeds, are we the number two team? Are we the number three team? Are we the number four team?
Yes.
It's a great conversation.
That remains to be seen. You know, can we jump Michigan? Is there an argument to say that we jump Baylor? Those arguments can be made.
We're the number one team, I think, regardless of what happens tomorrow, of Big Ten teams. So that means that no matter what happens, we'll take the one seed. We'll take the lower of whatever two seeds there are of non-Big Ten teams as a number two seed.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is we've jumped Michigan. And hey, Michigan,
yes, 100%.
Great job. You went 14-3 in the regular season and then 1-1 in the Big Ten tournament. So you've gone 15-4. Meanwhile, we've gone 18-4. So interesting. It's like you might want to play all the games, and the three games that you didn't play actually do matter. And you know what? We're here. We made it to the Big Ten Championship. We fulfilled our part.
Supposed to be on their side of the bracket? Where are you? What do you mean you're not playing? Yeah, it's nice. Go ahead, Sam. Yeah.
So I have a question for you guys. When we had Brad Evans on, he told us that whatever happens tomorrow during the Big Ten Championship game does not matter. The committee's already decided the seeding. But I'm curious, do you guys think that if a win versus Ohio State could put us over the line against Baylor, the committee may consider that? Because it would just be an easy flip for the most part. They might have to maneuver some other Big Ten teams around, but do you guys think there's still a chance that what happens tomorrow could impact our seeding?
I mean, it probably should. Will it? Because the committee doesn't want to change things at, you know, an hour before Selection Sunday, before the show starts. That is to be seen. But it probably should. Another quad one win against Ohio State, that, for all intents and purposes, should raise you above Michigan.
Yeah, no, he's saying above Baylor, though.
Or above Baylor.
Regardless.
Right.
That's a tough argument to make when we lost the head-to-head. You know, how many losses Baylor have? Two,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, that's what's difficult, is they beat us head-to-head when they went 22-2 and we're, what, like 21-6 right now? Like, it's challenging to make an argument one way or the other, but one, it's a great conversation to be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I'm not complaining.
And it's easier for the committee to make these decisions when there's so many less logistics involved. It's not changing, oh, you're part of the Midwest region or the South region. Like, that part doesn't matter. Everyone's going to Indy. So hopefully they can swap teams and say, hey, we have two scenarios. One scenario where Illinois wins and another scenario where Ohio State wins. And here's where the teams fall.
Regardless, we're the one seed of the Big Ten.
Yes,
because
we've hopped Michigan.
I think we have three less losses than Ohio State. Like, it's obvious.
No, Ohio State, I still don't think they can be a one seed.
You don't think they can be a one seed if they win tomorrow?
No, they lost four straight games.
Yeah. They could still be
were the fifth best team in the Big Ten during the regular season.
Yeah. No, I agree. You're probably right.
Earlier today, Johnny and I were discussing Iowa's stats in the first round versus Northwestern during his first tournament with us. And it's just wild to think about right now that regardless of Iowa's stats during that round, he is in the championship, Big Ten championship game right now. Like, yeah, I think Robert was telling us that it doesn't matter about tomorrow. Just get into quarantine for the NCAA tournament. Just let us get there. But to be honest, I want to raise the banner tomorrow. I want to raise the banner tomorrow.
It's true. It's crazy. 2 years ago, we were playing the 11 versus 14 game.
And Sam was so hyped up. We're at the United Center in the 11-14. And Sam's like, why are people not standing up? It's the postseason. Everyone needs to be standing up and going crazy. And yeah, but also it's the 11-14 game, and we're going to get smoked by Iowa, you know, in 16 hours from now.
Yeah, little story. Josh and I were in our fifth year in the accounting program, and we drive 2.5 hours down right before spring break.
Johnny drives that in like maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a little quick on the wheel there by me. But either way, then we beat Northwestern in overtime. Game goes till, I don't know, 10 o'clock. Then for me, I have to drive back because I have, I don't know, a class that Thursday. Then come back down Thursday night to watch the Iowa game and watch us lose by 20. And it all feels like it was worth it to, even though we watch a team.
I hope you filled up in champagne. It's much cheaper.
Yeah, I did. That's a great call. Way cheaper down in champagne.
The McDonald's on Market Street. That's the best place.
Oh, man. Love that.
I do worry how many times Johnny would go back and forth if we were to beat Iowa, so might have been for our own good at the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. So one person who was not in that Big Ten tournament when Iowa was freshman was Andre Curbelo. We have to talk about him today. It's just unbelievable. I know he was in a slump, you know, a couple weeks ago, kind of in the dog days of the Big Ten conference schedule. But what he's done to get himself out of that slump, and not just get himself out of that slump, but play himself to the sixth man of the year, to play at the level that he played at today against guys who have been in that Iowa program for 3, 4, 5 years. It is just so unbelievably impressive. And the fact that we get him for maybe 4 years, I don't know, at least three, I would imagine. It's just unbelievable to see what he'll do. And I know it's silly to already be thinking about like the future, like of what Andre Curbelo could do. We should just enjoy it now. But it's just unbelievable to see him slice and dice and just do it all.
It's pretty remarkable to just go along with your point here. We have been a fan of Andre Curbelo before he was even committed to the University of Illinois, Johnny and I. And we saw him where like he slices through defenses. He knows his way around being a point guard, and he just drives our team. A couple weeks ago, there was no chance that I think any of us saw him being the sixth man of the year.
No, he was having a real, real slump. He was really struggling. The book was out on him. And he was committing a lot more turnovers.
We didn't have a podcast about like who won awards because we kind of all got over it. We just want to win titles. We want to win a Big Ten championship.
Well, I think it's kind of cool.
To win a Big Ten championship, but when you refer to him as Big Ten Sixth Man of the Year, All Big Ten Freshman Team.
As a freshman.
Andre Curbelo.
Sixth Man of the Year freshman.
Yeah. As a freshman. And you know what he's doing next year? He's probably going to be a first or second team All Big Ten. Because that's how good of a player is. That's how good of a distributor he is. That's how good of a scorer is. He gets the paint at will. And Maddie was talking about it. It's fun to see him slice and dice guys who've been in the Iowa program 3, 4, or in Jordan Bohannon's case, 5 years.
5 years.
And Jordan Bohannon can't guard him. No. He can't guard him. Andre Curbelo, quick crossover, and he's getting 2 points off the backboard with a layup and multiple dunks in the first half.
Yeah,
it's
dunks,
just so much
dunks.
Fun to watch. And most importantly, the game is close. They cut it to 5. And who's the person? Gets the steal, dives on the ball, passes it to Io, get it to a 7-point lead, and give us some distance. It's Andre Curbelo. Yeah. And that was just a magical moment.
And it's fun also to watch him play point guard, which allows Iowa to be off the ball sometimes and allows Curbelo to sort of, you know, dish the ball to Kofi in the paint or to Iowa up top or somewhere in the court and just kind of watch them play to their strengths. Curbelo has just such a good ability to bring other players' strengths out while also playing really well himself. And so it's a blast to watch this 18-year-old freshman.
I think a week and a half ago after the Michigan-Illinois game where we were all just being like, Trent is the number 3 guy on this team after Io and Kofi. Mm. And I think it's changed, which is good because we have so much depth. Like Trent is now number 4. Andre is number 3. Whenever Trent's out, Iowa's the one leading our team, and I think I'd rather have Andre leading our team versus Trent. Trent's there for the three when we want it.
Depends, you know.
It depends, look, and that's the best thing about our team.
Everyone plays their roles. The best. Trent plays amazing defense, and he hits threes when we need them. He hit a big three.
It's the best thing about our team. Like, we have so – the biggest, like, downside people have continuously said about our team is we don't have depth. And guess what? We do have depth. And
I have not heard anyone say that.
No, and, there's, like, the national media guys saying –
And along with depth, we also have the best player in the Big Ten, Iodesumu. I know everyone
thought –
Best
big man, too.
Everyone thought the best player in the Big Ten was Luka Garza. I'm sorry. Luka Garza didn't go 18-9-7 today, creating – at least 28 points, and the best big man on the floor was wearing the orange and blue, going for 26, Kofi Coburn.
But I think to your point about who's the third best, who's the fourth best, like, it doesn't really matter. I think it's very possible to envision a scenario in which Curbelo has maybe a not good game in the tournament, and you need a guy like Trent to step up, and he does step up and hit a couple clutch threes because Curbelo, again, just a freshman. And maybe he does struggle in a tournament game, and you have other guys step up. So it doesn't really matter, you know, who's the third best, who's the fourth best. The fact that we have depth, that any guy can step up, like a Grandison can step up on any given night. Shout out BBV for playing a couple minutes there in the second half, for putting
huge.
A body on Luka Garza. He might have only scored like one bucket on him when BBV
it
was
wasn't
in the game.
It wasn't bad minutes. Like, no. He did his part, and I got to reemphasize, Grandison played phenomenal today. We wouldn't have gotten to our start today without Grandison.
Yeah, how about that alley-oop right
Unreal.
After at the
Unreal.
Start of the second half?
So just fun. You just see him on the baseline there slowly creeping toward, and he's like, I'm open. Yeah, that was a nice send-it-in moment there. Okay, speaking of send-it-in, can we talk about how, like, we're on CBS and we have Jim Nance calling the game and we have those guys calling the game?
Like Raftery.
Bill Raftery.
Right
and they're wearing the Io mask, looking like
Batman. I think that was Photoshop.
There. Yeah, it was
But
Photoshop.
To have those guys say Io's name and to talk about those guys is so cool because we've never had that before in so long.
This might
And
sound
to be
like
on that stage tomorrow as well is so cool.
It's one of the ultimate we're back moments.
Right.
Like we all thought we would be at this moment, but to actually see it and to see it with Nance, to see it with Raftery, it's beyond anything.
Yeah. It is very cool. Onions.
Onions.
Double order.
Triple order.
Well, what else? What else before we get out of here? Any other big takeaways looking forward? Only one more game here before the real deal here. So we're getting down to it.
I think one thing that I was saying to you guys was this season has just been so much fun. Mm-hmm. And we're also focused on the destination, which to this point has been be a one seed. We want to be a one seed. We want to win the Big Ten, win the Big Ten tournament. But the journey is what's so much fun about this all. It's
right.
Beating Iowa twice. It's beating Michigan right. on the road. It's beating Ohio State on the road.
And even thinking back to like the Duke game in non-conference, thinking about how much fun that was, not knowing at the time that Duke was not a good basketball team, but like going up 15 on Duke and Cameron Indoor and having just amazing time post-game, feeling like, oh my God, we just beat Duke at Cameron Indoor. Like, those are the memories that you want to take with you and feel with you now as we go into the postseason, but indefinitely, forever. So yeah, absolutely. We should enjoy this tonight. Hopefully enjoy this Big Ten tourney championship. Hopefully tomorrow. But yeah, I want to hang a banner.
100%. And watching that Duke game with you guys, with like no one could be at the Cameron Indoor, which we probably would have, I think, had like a quarter of the stands, Illinois fans, maybe an eighth.
Quarter of the
sorry,
25%.
Of people
regardless,
going to Durham. Yeah.
Having these moments where you're just watching as a fan and being recording the podcast after the game, it's been a lot of fun. And guess what? We have a championship game coming up, and then we have the NCAA tournament. It's unreal.
That's what I think is so funny is we were so hyped after that Duke game, saying this is the biggest win since 2005 in the regular season. We haven't had such a big win since then. And when you look back at our season, is that even a top five win? I would say beating Wisconsin on the road, beating Ohio State on the road, beating Michigan on the road, beating
today.
Iowa at home,
yeah.
Beating Iowa today.
If you look just straight up, if you look just straight up KenPom, it's not your top. I mean, it's one of the lower. How many Big Ten teams are worse than Duke that we beat?
Yeah, most teams are better than Duke.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
And it's just wild that we just keep stacking wins. And when we hit our lowest point, we finally figured out, okay, we're here and we're going to win 12 of 13
right.
and 13 of 14. And it's just wild.
I just want to say, if anyone is listening to this podcast before the championship game tomorrow,
which is what's supposed to be, if you're listening supposed to be, after,
we're gonna have a podcast after the game. But regardless, meet me in section 425. I'll see you there tomorrow.
Yeah, and I mean, we'd really like to thank Josh's girlfriend, who we were celebrating her birthday today at an outdoor location watching the game. And after watching the game, she's like, okay, Josh, you can go leave so we can record a podcast. I mean, it was just good vibes only today. And I went for a run this morning. We live in Wrigleyville, Lakeview area. I go for a run on Clark Street going by the bars, and I was like, oh, I forgot it was St. Patrick's Day celebration today. I thought it was just conference semifinal games. Like, that's what's most important. Why is not
Are they wearing
everyone...
green for MSU?
No, they got knocked out.
Yeah, I thought they got knocked out.
They lost, though. That's a shame.
I mean, like, orange is in the Irish flag, so Johnny, why is everyone not wearing
Johnny,
orange?
Johnny, did you hear when you're running any cat calls to you?
Yes. Or... While I was running down Belmont Street, Josh is parking his car and gives a good old holler of an ILL, and... Those were the vibes where, like, we're not losing this game.
I saw
Josh, what were you just saying about your girlfriend?
I love her. I yelled at Johnny. I was like, I saw him wearing his orange. I was wearing my orange. We're a couple minutes away from being at the place that we're going to watch the game at. And I just yelled, big ILL. I saw Johnny running. He likes to give a good workout and to relieve his stress, I would say.
Yep. And it was orange quarter zip, it was Illini shorts, it's one of those days where I'm hoping I pass by people.
Gotta rep.
So then we can give our ILLI and I.
There was
and
a guy at the grocery
store. The vibes were great.
There was a guy at the grocery store today being like, you guys have a good basketball team this year. I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing my Illinois sweatshirt, so that's why he said it. I'm like, yeah, we got our semifinal today against Iowa. Hopefully we win. And he was like, yeah, I hope so too.
Yes. I'm
like,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate your support.
Love your support.
Yeah, thank you.
Follow the boardroom.
Yeah, tell
Twitter,
them about the podcast.
ILL boardroom.
Tell them about the podcast next time.
It's
yeah.
just weird for us, though, because for such a long time, everyone was just like, oh, yeah, I went to Illinois. Like, that's pretty much it. Versus now, it's such this thing of pride that you're wearing and saying, like, we are a nationally relevant team. It's insane.
This reminds me of a time when Maddie and I and Johnny, we were in Barcelona and we're at the casino and it was like 3 a.m, which is, you know, dinner time in Barcelona. And we're in the basement of the casino and we run into this kid from Texas Tech and he's like, oh, you guys went to Illinois. Like I remember D Brown and all this and all that.
And this kid's like our age. Like, how do you remember D Brown? Like, that's impressive that you remember D Brown, but also yeah, like that
few,
is
a few holes in his story. But besides the point, I was like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, we haven't made the tournament in a few years, but now I kind of...
We got fans worldwide, yes.
Yeah.
And then we lost the bet for the Warriors in that championship game, or in the finals
yeah,
game
that was,
there. So.
That was a bad decision.
Yeah,
but.
I hate... Yeah, those blackjack tables there are rigged in that casino. Johnny would know. Okay, well, anything else here? I know this was kind of a quick one here. But we'll be back, win, lose, or draw after tomorrow's game. Oh man, that music, it's just so good. All right, everyone, that's my cue to get out of here, apparently. We'll catch you on the next one, everyone. ILL.